Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. Today, I would like to talk about, is work-life balance a fallacy? And Mike, you and I talked about this briefly. It was kind of your subject, so I'd like to kick it to you first.
Yeah. At a minimum, it's misrepresented. Mm-hmm. And at best, yeah, I do think it's a fallacy. I believe more in the term work-life harmony, because I think ultimately, to truly be great at something, occasionally you need to sacrifice. And, you know, whether if you want to be a great dad, sometimes you have to sacrifice at work. If you want to be a great mom, sometimes you have to sacrifice at work. Sometimes if you want to be a great employee or a great owner or a small business owner, you need to sacrifice some of the home life. And, you know, and hopefully you have understanding relationships around that. So I just think that, especially someone high achievers and things like that, you never can truly be in balance, but you can, to the best of your ability, have harmony amongst all the different pieces of your life.
I hate the image of balance because it puts me on a tightrope with a really long pole trying to stay in this tiny little zone. I definitely think in terms of centralization. I'm like, no, no, no. If you're that overextended, you need to be pulling things in and getting closer to the core to make that balance much easier.
Now that's a brilliant way of putting it. Coming from the world of lawyers, which sometimes I don't like to admit, but we always talk about work-life balance. It tends to be a prime mover. It is sometimes the reasons why extremely successful partners of law firms abruptly decide to move in house or retire. It's to recapture what they feel is work-life balance. But then, you know, again, lawyerly, you got to define what is work-life balance. Is it the pressure? Is it managing the pressures that your employer or the business you work or own puts on you with your family, or is it something else? It can be a rather ambiguous type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely find with my clients when I talk to them about it, one of the things that I ask them, and to your point, Andy, is working so hard for 15 years that it kills you and then quitting and just being retired and at home and on a beach, is that balance? In my world, no, that's 100% one and 100% the other. That's not balance.
No, I mean, I completely agree with that. You know, when I talk with my clients, we always talk about Aesop's fable, right, when it comes to their lives. And you know, you don't want to be the grasshopper and play, and, you know, for some sort of future. And then when the future comes, you're not prepared. But at the same time, you don't want to be the worker ant and work. And, you know, then when you do get to that future, that you pass or you don't take advantage of. So, mm-hmm. You know, having that harmony between the two, I think, makes a lot of sense.
We get into this statement of do I work from home or do I live at work? And you know, that ties into work-life balance because it really begins putting the it puts the emphasis on that balance really on the employee instead mm-hmm. of the employer. How you choose to spend your time is how you choose to it. I have a very bizarre schedule. I work basically from like 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., take a break, and then work some more at night. But that's my individual choice. There's no one in my company who's ever said, you need to do this. So finding work-life balance is tying it all back together. It's always personal. It's a very, very personal thing and personal comfort.
But are the expectations here in the U.S. different? I mean, this isn't even a question, it's a statement. The expectations in the U.S. from employers are very different than they are in the U.K. or in other parts of Europe. I have clients in Europe and they aren't expected. Like if you send an email at 10 o'clock at night over there, people are like, what are you doing?
Circling back to the idea of all on for years and years and then all off for years and years. I like the full on, full off. But I like it in smaller slices. Can we do it on the daily, weekly, monthly scale? Because personally, that's been my struggle is if we talk about work-life balance, it's that I'm never fully in one or the other. I'm either doing home stuff while distracted by work stuff, or I'm thinking about home stuff while doing work things. And it's the mixing to me that causes the issues. And if I'm half on all the time on two different things, it means I'm fully on, but I'm never really doing either one well.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree with you on that. I've also in my career experienced periods where it's mostly off as opposed to on, and whereas now it's almost always on as opposed to off. And you know, I've derived enjoyment and tried to find balance in both places, but you never want to go too long in one of them. You want to really want to find that harmony, that balance.
So when Mike, when you mentioned harmony, is that what you mean? Like having the all on or all off in the shorter increments that Wayne was talking about?
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it. I think I agree. Like having harmony is very personal. It's very personal to the individual, to the family structure, because one of the things that requires harmony is having, you know, your family, whether it's your business family or your family, buy into what harmony means, right? If harmony for me means working 90% of the time and only giving 10% to my family, that is not going to fly with my wife, right? I mean, because she has a very demanding job also, right? So now during times of the year, it might be 90-10, and then the flip, it might be 10-90. So I think just the concept of, hey, 50-50. And I also think the concept of you can be at all times a great parent, a great employer, and a great employee. You know, you can do it all. And what we found, especially during COVID, is that grind is too much. And as a result, you're seeing unhappy people, burnt out people, depression, all these different things, right? That if there was some, and this is a terrible word, some ground rules internally between this, you know, the family and then also the business, you know, you'd get, I think, a lot less of that.
Is it the employee's responsibility to push back? Like, because, you know, companies expect 100% all of the time. So is it my job, if I'm an employee, to push back on the company and say, I'm not doing that? Or is the company's culture responsible for having a better organizational plan that they don't need people working 90 hours a week?
Well, as an employer, I think it's on us. You know, we've checked in a lot during, and culture is really important. We checked in a lot on our employees, and we really tried to encourage people to walk away, go take walks, step away from your computer. Especially when we were all virtual. Now we're mostly back in the office. But it's also up to the employee to let us know when they're struggling, because we can't read minds. And as a result, if we don't know, we can't help. Even, you know, so when we ask the question, hey, how are you doing? What do you need from me? We need honest responses, you know, and hopefully I've developed those relationships with my employees where, you know, when I ask that question, that they're honest back with me.
And that's trust. Yeah. Wayne, I see you nodding. What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking along that same lines, going, there's that balance between the employer setting expectations. And when you said giving 100%, I'm like, that's lies. There's an expectation of, we're paying you for 40 hours and you're going to work 60. So they're expecting 150% out of employees. And I'm very much of the mindset, what about the fact that we get more productivity out of folks when they do work shorter hours and have the intentional recovery time? Are you setting cultural boundaries that actually honor that and respect it? Or are you going with the flow and saying, well, the other companies are doing this, right? We're keeping up with the Joneses. Not necessarily what you need to be doing, but I do love that point about, you got to tell us, as you know. So there is ownership on both sides.
Well, I would love to ask Andy what he thinks, but we're at 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me about work-life balance and whether that's a fallacy or not. I've enjoyed it immensely, and I look forward to the next one.